What is your usual regimen in node-positive patients?
I actually am a fan of dose-dense AC paclitaxel. You know, SWOG has a lot of experience with metronomic dosing, and so I do use that in very high-risk, locally advanced patients neoadjuvantly.
And actually, we know that both in clinical researchers as well as community docs right now, dose dense is by far and away the most common regimen. A lot of those docs do say they use dose dense AC in node negative patients without the taxane. Do you do that?
I have done it because you get done faster and there's really no significant increase in myelotoxicity when you add the growth factor. But frankly, if I feel strongly enough that a patient really needs chemotherapy, I'm usually being pretty aggressive. It's interesting to play it all out on Adjuvant Online, for example.
Right.
You know, the first generation versus the third generation regimens do. Usually in a node negative, ER positive or lower risk patient, you aren't getting much benefit from the first generation, and you can't really make a case until you go to the third generation. So I don't give just plain old AC without a taxane all that often anymore, looking at all the trials that have come out. I don't think it's inferior to give it dose dense. I think you get it done sooner, but I'm not sure that it improves the efficacy either. It may be all in the taxane.
You know, it's interesting. What I hear is that people start seeing people, quote, sail through dose dense, and then they start to see their non-dose dense AC patients having more trouble. Really, it seems like it's a totally side effects, toxicity, quality of life, getting through quickly.